Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. If you recall from your basic biology class, mitochondria are like batteries in a cell, giving it energy.
Some kids are born with malfunctioning mitochondria and can end up blind, deaf, and develop serious diseases. But there may be a way to prevent this birth defect with the three-parent child.
How it works is quite straightforward. Mitochondria have their own genomes and float in the cytoplasm outside the cell nucleus and are passed on by the mother to her offspring.
Working with women who have defective mitochondria, scientists remove the nucleus from one of their eggs and place it into a donor egg. This donor egg had its nucleus removed and carries healthy mitochondria. So now the new egg carries the mother's nucleus and the donor's healthy mitochondria. Then the egg is fertilized with the father's sperm.
About 5 years ago, scientists tried this on primates, and the four monkeys born remain healthy. In recent studies with human eggs, about half grew to the 100 cell stage called a blastocyst, which is optimal for implanting in the uterus. But that hasn't been tried yet.
Children born of this method would carry the donor's healthy mitochondria and pass on this third parent's mitochondria to their children. Medical ethicists are alarmed by this. A permanent genetic alteration without proof it's safe. Plus, are donors considered a parent even though their genetic contribution is just 1%? And should the children be told?
Some fear this is flirting with designer babies where parents can choose eye color and intelligence. But to parents whose children could be born with lifelong mitochondrial defects, these arguments may seem off base.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.